October 4, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Keep your focus. Opening prayer. Holy Spirit, open my mind and heart to hear what you say to me today. Give me greater vision for who I am as a redeemed child of God. Read Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Closing appeal for steadfastness and unity. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. Final Exhortations. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Reflect. What have you thought about most in the past 24 hours? Make a list and evaluate it against verse 8 in today's reading. People had disagreements in Philippi, as we sometimes do today. Paul calls for two female leaders, Euodia and Syntyche, to be reconciled. He also calls on my true companion to help them reconcile. Maybe a particular person or a way of referring to the whole congregation. This united mind is a key theme. See chapter 2, verse 2, and verse 5. See also chapter 3, verse 15. Expressed by united rejoicing and gentleness, the exhortations are addressed to you, plural. Unity of mind stems from a shared focus of attention. Putting problems and evil front and center is easy, but Paul calls us collectively to put good things there. There are things in the world with these qualities. Paul is not only talking about the church's life, it's whatever. Verse 8, 5 times. A great piece of music or art, a brilliant article, an entertaining show, an example of love, a generous gift, all speak of God's love. How might you focus more on such things? In their thinking and acting, Paul wants the believing community to enjoy God's peace like a troop of soldiers standing guard. This peace comes by rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks. A church notice board said, "Why pray when you can worry?" A truth to take note of. Apply. Where do you need to be gentle with others? Make this a feature of your prayers over the coming week. Closing prayer. Forgive me, Father, for those times when I allow worry to stand in the way of prayer, when I rob myself of your peace because I am not focused on your goodness to me. Please help me to be constant, putting into practice what you have taught and shown me.